Why, good afternoon. You're tuned to KDNK, the one and only. The time is 4 p.m. This is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. I'm here in the studio with Yesenia Benavides Burgos.
Hello, everyone.
How are you today, Yesenia? Happy summer.
How are you?
Are you officially done with school?
Yes.
Yes, congratulations.
Junior year,
done.
Done.
So good. Thanks for joining us today. And it's interesting because you go to Roaring Fork High School, right?
Yes, I do.
So our guest today is somebody that I attended Roaring Fork High School with. Her name is Adrienne Ackerman, and we have her on the phone. Adrienne, can you hear us?
I can. Hello.
Hello, hello. So good to hear your voice.
You too.
Yeah, so first off, give us an update. Where are you at right now?
I am actually in an Uber. Just arrived at the New York premiere of the movie Ezra. And so I'm just sitting outside and talking to you before going in and starting the night.
Is this New York premiere the first time that you will like be at a premiere, or have you been to other premieres already for the film?
We had the LA premiere last week, and then the film has shown at a lot of film festivals around the country, and the first one was actually in Toronto. So I've been to those, but these are the official premieres right before the film comes out in theaters tomorrow.
Okay, wow. And our understanding is that you'll be in Carbondale tomorrow as well for the Carbondale premiere.
I will. I'll be there tomorrow, and it'll be a big event on Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to stick around, and I'll play the song live before the screening on those nights, just as for anyone who can't make it on Friday, and to keep, promoting the film and sharing the song.
Yeah, so just to rewind, too, give some context for people who don't know anything about this at all, what's this song, and why are you going to all these premieres?
The song is called Ezra, and I wrote it original for a feature film that's coming out in theaters tomorrow. And the film stars Bobby Cannavale and Robert De Niro and Rose Byrne and a young actor, William Fitzgerald, and it's his first movie that he's in. And it's a family dramedy. William plays Ezra, who's an 11-year-old autistic boy. And so it's the story of the family's fight for the health of their son, for the life that he wants to live and his well-being. And so it turns into this very moving and funny and sad and chaotic road trip that the father and son take. I was shown a cut of the movie and then wrote the title song original for it. So the title song really reflects a lot of the scenes from the movie, and it's a love song. Well, I chose to write it as a love song from father to son.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
And so what I gathered from the preview is that the father character is a comedian, right? Does stand-up comedy?
He is. He's a bit of a mess.
Uh-huh. And that's something, you know something about doing stand-up comedy, I mean, not being a mess.
Yes. Yeah, so before I got into songwriting, I was doing stand-up comedy for about 5 years. And, yeah, it definitely was rough. I'm very thankful for the experience, but it's been really fun to see, a stand-up in the movie, and I can really relate to some of the scenes, those late nights at comedy clubs, and he's talking about his son and his relationships on stage, and some of it's funny and some of it's not. And I really like that in the movie, that they don't portray him as, constantly succeeding in comedy. It's really the comedy is raw, and it's not always funny, and I think that's very realistic and great.
Well, I love that you could join. I hear the New York traffic in the background. I love that you could join on a day when Yesenia is here as well, interviewing, and if you heard the little bit before we put you on the air, so she's just graduated her junior year at Roaring Fork High School and is looking forward to whatever the future holds. Tell us a little bit about your journey. I know you went to Los Angeles, was it shortly after graduating high school?
Yes. So I knew I wanted to go to California, and so I ended up going to Chapman University in Orange County, mm-hmm. which was close enough to Los Angeles to go up there every once in a while and kind of dip my toe into city life and the creative industry out there. And so I moved to LA not having any idea what I wanted to do. Sorry, I just cut this back. Okay. I'm okay on time. I was not having any idea what to do, but just kind of following like breadcrumbs and clues and what I was passionate about. And when I'm looking back, I'm really glad that I did that and stayed open to anything, anyone, even trying stand-up for 5 years and then deciding, oh, this isn't actually my thing. Music is my thing. I've always been really open to change and to magic, and I've met a lot of people who have guided that journey, and I think that's another really important thing in life is to find people who you look up to and whose careers you admire. And so I found those people in LA, and then I just stayed really close to them and learned and created friendships that helped me grow creatively and personally, and so I feel really lucky in that way. And I think that's something that, like, we're not always told, go find mentors and go find people who you admire and have them teach you, but that's some advice that has been really, really helpful.
So essentially finding people you look up to and embracing kind of the opportunity to learn how they're moving through the world and accomplishing the things that they're doing.
Yeah, and people with experience and people who have followed their dreams. And by the way, sorry if I sound a little bit echoey. I'm not sure if I do. I can hear myself echoing back.
Oh, really? It sounds okay on our end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I also, in terms of Roaring Fork High School in Carbondale, it's such a great place to start, because when you have a solid community and you know everyone, and like, I feel very emotional coming back to Carbondale every time I come back, mm-hmm. because everyone is so supportive and they want you to succeed and to reach your dreams. So, like, having moved away to a big city, every time I look back on growing up somewhere like Carbondale, I'm very thankful.
Mm-hmm. I believe Yesenia has a question for you as well.
Yes, please.
Did you know, like, you wanted to find a creative or, like, arts career when you were in high school?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what I wanted to do. But I was actively, like, I journaled every night. I was always writing, and I was always creating. But I think the music part was a total surprise, because I was never really the musical kid. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the pretty voice and earthy choir. My cousins were always way better at instruments, and it was always really intimidating. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't in music class. I mean, I took some guitar classes on and off growing up, but I just never thought it was something I could do. So it was a surprise that I went into the arts as a profession, but I was always creative. So is it something that you're interested in?
I'd like it, but I'm not sure if, like, I'm interested in it. for.
Yeah. What's your favorite, like, art modality?
Fashion, probably. Like, creating pieces of. Does that explain?
Yeah, when I met Yesenia, she was telling me how interested she is in fashion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And now she's looking at being an immigration lawyer, right?
Yeah, that's what I want to pursue.
But it's probably similar to your trajectory, Adrian, that, like, you didn't really know where it was headed, and you just kind of allowed one step to lead to the next step to lead to the next step. And you probably never thought you'd be writing a song for a film with Robert De Niro in it.
No. No way. Total surprise. This happened very last minute as well. Like, I've been writing for, 10 years. I've been writing comedy and screenplays and songs, but the opportunity came and I pretty much did it in one day. And then it got in the movie. So it's sort of like you prepare your whole life to be ready for the moments where you're given a chance.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that is. I'm going to quote that.
And right. Yeah, we'll quote you on that. So what's your next project? What are you working on currently, and what can people look forward to?
Well, the next project is an original screenplay that I wrote.
Okay.
And so working on getting that made into a movie. And it has some original music and my stand-up comedy in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what I was working on mostly. And then the song opportunity came. And so then I had to focus on that, which has been amazing. But as soon as this is out in theaters, I'll go back to getting that movie made.
Cool. Well, for folks who are just tuning in, this is Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, here with Yesenia Benavides-Burgos. And we're talking to Adrian Ackerman. You may have heard of her grandfather, Art Ackerman, turning 99 this summer and still hosting a swing jazz show on KD&K. Certainly a source of inspiration, I'm guessing. And Adrian is going to be performing an original song she wrote for a major motion picture that premieres tomorrow. And I'd love to hear more about your experience so far traveling with this film and sort of the pre-release tour. How has that been for you?
It's been a lot of growth and a lot of learning. I've had to really step out of my comfort zone in terms of performing for larger audiences.
Oh, so you've been performing the song as well at these big premieres?
Not at these two premieres, but at the film festivals I have been.
Cool.
So in the movie, the song is sung by my friend Ray Isla, who's an amazing musician, singer-songwriter. So when she hasn't been at the film festivals, I've been performing the song, and then she's playing the song at the New York premiere and did it last week. So we've just been trying to get the song out there as much as possible and each sing it and promote it. I've been playing the song before the screening at these festivals, and it's been really amazing to kind of join music and film together. And it's very challenging to tour as a musician. So to have the opportunity to have a big stage and have a very attentive audience in all these different places, that's sort of built in, with the festival, it's been a great opportunity.
Well, it's so cool that you're going to be in your hometown for that premiere, and that you're going to perform the song for audiences Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. How is the ticketing working? Because I heard that Friday night show is already sold out.
It is, yes. The Arc of the Central Mountains, we've bought out the theater. They're sponsoring the night with Cook Inclusive.
Oh, very cool.
And Carbondale Arts. Yes, they're all partnering together. So that event is sold out. Everyone has RSVP'd, but the next two nights, I think, is just first come, first serve ticketing at the Crystal when I'll be there. And then, of course, the movie will show for the next 2 weeks at the Crystal. So it would be amazing for everyone in the Valley to go check it out. Mm-hmm. The Ezras have been so supportive of the film, and the owners of the Crystal Theater. So I think it would just be great to get people in there. And, of course, the film is very moving.
Probably wasn't too hard of a sell to get Bob and Kathy Ezra to play the Ezra film. That worked as well.
Yeah, I know. It's perfect.
Well, we do want to go out with the song, but before we do, we probably have close to like 5 minutes or so. Is there anything else, Yesenia, that you would like to ask Adrian if I put you on the spot?
Well, on the spot, no, but yeah.
It's okay. I put her on the spot. Adrian, is there anything that you would want to tell Yesenia? Or ask Yesenia?
Yeah, I guess, is there any, I'm trying to think of a question, but I also don't want to put you on the spot a second time.
It's all right.
So, I'll just say, really, like, don't feel like you have to make decisions early on about what you want to do or where you want to be. I think being adaptable and accepting that you can change and do a lot of different things over your life is a great way to live. And I guess I said this earlier, but that's been how I finally arrived at doing what I want to do, is trying a lot of different things.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's so cool to those people that you're in high school with now. You don't know where they're going to do, what they're going to end up doing, and those connections can stay strong, and it's always fun to see people like Adrian and catch up and learn the latest. We hear often, or I've heard before, that breaking in to Los Angeles as an artist is really challenging and intimidating, and eventually it comes down to who you know and the relationships that you build. So I guess for anyone who might be listening who is a young artist who might want to go down that path, you mentioned it's important to surround yourself with people who inspire you, who you can learn from. And you mentioned being adaptable and open. I'm just curious if there's anything else that you would want to add to that, Adrian.
Yes. Do not be afraid of failure and of rejection and of doing the wrong thing or making something that is perceived as bad, because that's the only way to make anything good is to not be afraid of that. Mm-hmm. And I've, bombed plenty of times in comedy and, you know, done performances in music where I messed up. I had a show last night and I forgot, you know, some of the words of the song, and the show turned out fine. People loved the show because I was just like, yeah, I, you know, messed up that song. It's new. I've never played it before. And it was totally okay. So I think we don't have to be perfect. We shouldn't be perfect. And I think especially in art, you know, perfection really kills good things and beautiful things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, another good quote.
Another good quote.
And as far as your screenplay, how far along, like, you've been working on it for a while? Do you have people already who are interested in picking it up and turning it into a film?
I have an amazing producer who's we're working together on, you know, the Ezra film, and have on films in the past, and he's been a great friend and mentor to me, so he's championing the film. And then we're still looking for financiers and a director and actor. So it's circulating around at the agencies, and we're just trying to like fit all the puzzle pieces together, because making a film takes a lot of different people and a lot of different skill sets, and it's such a team effort, so you have to go searching for the right fit.
And what's it like traveling? Like, I'm assuming at these premieres, you do get to hang out with people like Robert De Niro or Whoopi Goldberg who are in the film. Maybe I'm incorrect, but that's my perception. It would be like going to a soccer match and everybody's hanging out on the bus together. And
yes. Yeah. It's very fun. Tony Goldwyn has been so warm and generous, and we've spent quite a bit of time together at these events, and Bobby Cannavale. I have, and of William, the boy actor, I actually got 2 hugs from him, so feeling pretty proud of that. I have not met De Niro, but he's supposed to be here shortly. I just heard that he is here in the building.
He's in the building.
So I'll probably meet him in like 10 minutes.
Wow, cool. And we get to hear about it tomorrow?
Yes.
After Carbondale, do you go back to Los Angeles, or are you going to continue to be part of this film tour?
I'll go back to L.A. Because the film tour it'll pretty much end as soon as the movie gets released in theaters. And then we'll see what happens in the fall, because it'll be award season, Golden Globes and Oscars. And the song does qualify for Best Song. So we have to figure out if we want to push for it.
That's awesome. That's big news. Well, you've got important things to do, places to be. Anything else you want to add before we let you go, Adrian?
Well, I just want to say how much I appreciate you and our friendship of many, many years. For those of you listening, I have known Raleigh since, I think, middle school. We went to middle school and high school together. And I know his sister. And my grandpa is Raleigh's biggest fan.
It's mutual.
He talks about you every time we get together. He's like, I saw Raleigh and I used to bet. I just appreciate KDNK and Carbondale, and again, as I said before, having such a supportive community to come home to.
Oh yeah. We're all cheering for you. Well, thanks so much, Adrian. Can't wait to see you over the weekend. And yeah, have a great time at the New York premiere. Say hi to Robert De Niro for me. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right.
Thank you, Adrian.
Bye.
We are going to go out with the song. It was sent to me where I'm playing it off my laptop, so you might have to turn up your volume to really hear it well, because of our setup here in the studio. It's not the strongest in volume. We're going to go out with that original song written by local Adrian Ackerman for a major film that I guess the song qualifies maybe for best song, an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Super cool. And tickets are sold out for Friday, but you can
Saturday and Sunday.
First come, first serve. Mm-hmm. That's right. I believe 7:30 Saturday, 5 p.m. Sunday, and Adrian will also perform her song then and there, Crystal Theater, Carbondale. All right. Going out with this song. Thanks so much, Yesenia, for joining us today.
Thank you.
I remember. that shirt you had. Bought the same one so we would match. Tuck into your bedroom window, footprints let us go. You wear wig and glasses, I smoke and hide the ashes. I'll carry you down still, cold only yours to reveal. Don't let yourself be Ezra, we'll sing the words in your song. Don't let yourself be Ezra, you don't have to write what's wrong. And in the morning, can't you see, the sun is coming up for you. Your timing's never too soon. Everybody needs a light. Dancing in the car, we're fighting after dark. But when the sun comes up, we're glad to be kids like us. I hope one day you learn, I'm here to ease the burn. Growing up never ends, but we won't break, we'll bend. So let yourself be Ezra, we'll sing the words to your song. Don't let yourself be Ezra, you don't have to write what's wrong. In the morning, can't you see, the sun's coming up for you. Your timing's never too soon. Everybody needs a light. Don't let yourself be Ezra, we'll sing the words to your song. Don't let yourself be Ezra, you don't have to write what's wrong. And in the morning, can't you see, the sun is coming up for you, your timing's never too soon, everybody needs.